Tucker Smith won the National High School Bass Fishing Championship at Briarwood Christian High in Birmingham, Alabama in 2018, 19, and 2020. Now, the Auburn angler is one half of the Bassmaster College Team of the Year. Hello, everybody. Thanks for finding us here at WWIB.com or on the radio at Web Radio. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart, and this show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us, like I said, anytime at WIB.com for a podcast. You can download the show, and you can give to help support it with a tax-deductible contribution quickly, safely, and securely right there at WIB.com. Tucker Smith and the Tigers set the record this year for the largest margin of victory ever in college fishing in the national championship. Tucker Smith is back with me from the AU campus down there in Alabama. So right now, college bass fishing, and this is a big sport, is not a scholarship level sport at the NCAA's. Tucker, you think that'll ever happen?
With the rate it's growing at right now, I think that it probably would end up being like that. I'm not really too sure if it would be like that while I'm still fishing college. I'm not too sure on that. I'd like for it to. I think that'd be pretty cool. You know, it'd get more people to get out there and fish. But you know, we're just taking it as we can. Our school, we basically raise all of our money that we make through fundraising and selling jersey spots and T-shirts and all that stuff. So we basically fund ourselves, and which is something that the smaller schools, they don't really have to worry about. They get, you know, they pay people to come fish for them. But then, you know, we offer the name of Auburn when you come. And, I mean, we just have a good time. We raise money and do it ourselves. So I think it's a good learning experience, too, because we learn how to, you know, take up for ourselves and all that. So it's pretty fun, though.
Yeah. All right. So help us out here. What are the secrets in your mind to being a good bass fisherman?
I would say everybody says this, but I would say time on the water. I mean, when we don't have class, we're fishing. You know, I mean, when I don't have anything going on, I'm fishing. I'm either going to class or I'm fishing. So it's basically just I eat, breathe, sleep it. You know, I do it all the time. And when you go all the time, you get experience, and you get experience using different baits, and you get experience using different baits in different conditions. And, you know, when you have those conditions on a certain day and you have the same weather and the same conditions line up, and you try that bait that you used that day a couple months ago this day, it might work, you know. So it's really just experience and time on the water. And you're going to learn something every time you go. I don't care if you go for an hour, if you go for 2 hours, you're going to learn something that you didn't know before. And it's really just obtaining knowledge on the water and, you know, trying to figure out more what those bass do, like how their behaviors work. But I'd say time on the water is what I would say. And doing what you're confident in, because a lot of people go out there and try to do what everybody else does on YouTube and on TV. You know, I'm going to go try to throw this like this professional does. But, you know, you're really not going to catch as many fish if you throw something you're not confident with. So I would say throw something you're confident with, and do what you know you can do, and you're going to do better.
Yeah, it's kind of like the football team there at Auburn U. Scout the opposition. Be confident and scout the opposition. That's what you do. All right, Tucker, take a few moments here and share about Jesus in your life, how the Lord has led you to fish and maybe fish for men there at Auburn, sharing your faith.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I grew up in a Christian background home, and I thank my parents for that especially, because, you know, they raised me up in and the house where it was always around, you know, and I went to a Christian school, which was amazing because I got, you know, kind of an advantage and a step and, you know, I got an early release into a Christian life. So I was really thankful for that. And, you know, going to Auburn, I was kind of, you know, it was a new atmosphere and I wasn't really comfortable, you know, first going in, and then all that COVID stuff happened and I was like, oh no. And, I really just didn't know what to do. I was asking God, you know, like if I made the right decision going to this college because of all this going on. And, you know, I was really didn't know what to do. And, you know, Joe, my buddy, he helped us solve it. And it really just opened a light. And then we, how good we did after that. And we won team of the year and everything. And I was just so blessed. You know, I thank God it was really his plan. And even though it doesn't look like everything that's going on is, you know, what's supposed to happen in your eyes, it's, you know, whatever happens, it's meant to be. And God's going to make it happen. So, after seeing how our season went, I really just looked back and I was actually on the ride back from St. Lawrence River, thinking about how our season went. And I got kind of emotional too, because just thinking about how blessed I've been, how God's blessed me and how I shouldn't, you know, I don't deserve having all this success, but you know, God's will and he ordains it. So I'm just super blessed for all that I've had, you know, I don't deserve it. So,
Tucker Smith, an ambassador for Jesus at Auburn University, the SEC school, with their college bass fishing team. Tucker, thanks for coming back today. Great to get back on Sports and Commentary with you. It was about a year ago we talked with you at maybe a year and a half from Briarwood High there in Birmingham. And now keep sharing Jesus there in Auburn. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. I appreciate being on. Thank you so much.